But if you come with a peaceful expression, if you come with a heart filled with love for your people who have never been loved by anybody except God and His apostles, then you come in the spirit of a Savior. You come in the spirit of a Redeemer. A Redeemer is one who is willing to pay a price to redeem someone or something that he loves. Yes, if we love our people, then we have come forward to pay whatever price is absolutely necessary to pay to redeem all of our people.
Thank you.
Come on, bro. Gotta get this, man.
Come on, come on, come on, bro.
With almost 300 million views on social media.
We are saviors. We are redeemers. So we say in our prayer, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, and my death is what? It is all for Allah. I'm still shot.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to the Brother Ben X Show. So a brother asked me a question. Brother Ben, I'm tired of working for this white man. Man, I'm sick and tired of getting up. Say, cuz, I'm ready to do for self, man. What do I do? All right, brother, let's get it in. So, first of all, the first thing you have to do is find your purpose. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, whatever you love to do and whatever you do best is your purpose. And also, I want to add, whatever your purpose is going to benefit humanity, not going to just benefit yourself. A good way to decide this is find out what you would do for free and then just learn how to monetize. So if you like to rap, rap. Sell CDs, sell mixtapes. You can even sell music online, like I do. BrotherBenXMusic.com. Check it out.
Young righteous and I'm fly. Young righteous and I'm fly. Young righteous men I'm fly. Gotta serve the Most High.
Even if you like to talk, some of y'all really be talking more. You can start a podcast. You can build your podcast up, and once you get a certain amount of listeners, once you get a certain amount of downloads, now you can go to advertise and they can advertise on your business or advertise on your podcast like a radio show. But don't do that right now, because you have a lot of conscience, brother, who will tell you, look here, young blood, the white man is the devil. We ain't supposed to be working for no white man. Quit that man job and go do for yourself. Even if you gotta be on that road, even if you gotta be homeless, brother, do not work for the white man. Man, if you don't get your... See, that sounds good. Sounds revolutionary, right? But while you on the road with it being 20 degrees outside, that brother's not paying your bill. That brother's not giving you the guest room. So the best thing for you to do is follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and follow the stillaway method.
The stillaway method? You mean I gotta steal from the job, bro? So you finna be stealing boxes like Craig did on Friday?
Oh, Lord. No, that's not what I mean. The stillaway method is steal away from the job. Mean, work your way off the job. If you're making a certain amount of money, use that money to pay your necessities. Use that money to pay your bills because you need food, clothes, and shelter. But that extra money, don't go buy Jordans. Don't go buy the new belts. Don't go buy a new bag. Don't go get a new car. Use that money to build your business on the side. Branding, marketing, advertising, buying equipment, buying a mentor book. Whatever you do with it, use that to build your business on the side so you can have power and dominion of your own. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take next month. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take a year. I'm not saying it's going to take 2 years. But it might, or it might not. It depends on your grind. It depends on your hustle. It depends on your field. So the best thing for you to do, continue to work. But now that you have a side job, now that you have something in mind, a goal in mind, you're no longer going to your job miserable. You can't wait to go to work because you already understand the more I work, the more money I make, the quicker I'm gonna get off this bad boy. So now when they say,
hello guys, any of you guys wanna do overtime? We're doing overtime for November and December. It's peak season.
Man, you like, yep, sign me up, boss. Because the more money you make, you already know, man, it's going to my business. It's going to my business. And the more money I can make from you, I'm putting it right there to have that power and dominion. And then once your side job is able to sustain you, then you quit that job. But don't be foolish and quit ahead of time, because now you don't have the proper foundation to quit. Now you're going to be broke. Now you're going to be poor, homeless. Talking about black power. No power in that, brother. So I hope this helped. Number one, find your passion. Find your purpose. What would you do every day for free? Then all you gotta do is monetize. Now, if that's not able to make you enough money, stay on that job. Use the job for the extra money. Put that on business advertising. Put that on business management. Put that on business branding. Then once your brand is able to sustain you, peace.
You know, one thing we have to begin to understand is that ye are all gods.
Children are children. You are a child of the Most High God. So what I want you to understand here today is that no matter what anybody has taught you about yourself, you have to begin to listen to that self-accusing spirit or that God voice conscious within you. There are so many of y'all, so many, who have great ideas in your mind, great ideas, but they are locked up because of self-doubt. You in the cell of self-doubt. You in the cell of low self-esteem. You are in a cell of not believing in yourself. And sometimes we need a man or woman, or we need a word that'll come into your prison, the imprisonment of your mind, and unlock the cell that you are in. And it's not until the key, you find the right key, meaning you find the right word, you find the right teaching, you find the right motivation that can unlock your rusted lock that you have to have you in prison in your own mind. So it's one thing to say we being locked up by white supremacy. It's one thing to say that we being locked up due to mass incarceration. But what about the locking up that we doing to ourselves? Ooh, what about what about us, me and you, who locking up our own mind? When are we going to boycott the man within that is locking up our own mind? When are we going to protest against the self-doubt within that's locking us up, keeping us, okay, from bringing into fruition the manifestation of our great ideas? See, this what you got to think about. This what we got to start thinking about. Damn, I'm imprisoning myself. I'm making videos about how the white man doing this and that, but what am I doing to myself? How long am I going to continue to allow the dissatisfaction of a family member? The dissatisfaction of a teacher. See? The dissatisfaction of my grandmother to stop me from doing what God is telling me is right on the inside. See? This what we got to start thinking about right here. Well, I know that's the truth over there, but I don't really want to follow that because my grandmother said. Oh man, I really been having it. Man, I really been feeling this lately, but my mama, I don't want to disappoint my mama. See, one thing I told myself the other day, I said, man, it's a hell of a thing that we live our lives making somebody else proud. We doing different things to make somebody else proud, but we making ourselves miserable. That is something, that's a fight that many of us have to fight. It's not an easy fight because naturally you don't want to hurt somebody that you love. You don't want to hurt somebody who's done something for you. See? But what we have to learn to do is love ourselves enough to put ourselves first and not make ourselves miserable in the name of making somebody else at peace. Because see, this is what we got to start to understand. This is what I want you to understand. This is what I got to understand. See, when you're only doing something to make somebody else appreciate it or love, but you're not really happy, oh boy, you're not going to perform at your highest potential. Come on now. You're not going to perform at your highest potential if you are unhappy as you can be. Now you may be performing, you may be doing it all right, but you're not going to go to that God level until you're doing it because you love it. And what we have to begin to see as people who are dealing with somebody like that, you have to
But again, if you really love this person, if you really truly love this person, then you wouldn't allow this person to do that just to make you happy. Then that's another hard part right there. See, when you getting that gratification, but you knowing the person on the opposite side is not really happy. So you may be want to be a lawyer, but your mother wanted you to be a doctor. You may on the inside want to be a lawyer, but your father wanted you to be a doctor. Man. And because they've been investing in you, they've been raising you, they've been growing you up, they've been showing you love. See, on the inside, you want to make them proud. See, you want to make them proud. But on the inside, you know, you're starting to feel this urge. See, this passion for being a lawyer. Now you battling with the valley of decision now. Am I going to choose me or am I going to choose them? And that's a decision, boy. That's a hard decision to make there. Oh, boy, that's hard, boy. So what we have to do, y'all, is find out who we gonna choose. Because we only got one life to live. It's only one life we gonna live. Now, I know it's some of us who believe we go into a physical heaven after we die. I know many of us believe that. And I'm not here to condemn that thought. But what I am going to say to you today is, I would rather live my life to the fullest, believing that I'm not going somewhere after I die, and find out that there is a heaven and I get a second chance. I would rather do that than to live life going half speed, than to live life saving my energy. See, I'm living life not going to my highest potential and then find out that there is no heaven after I die physically. Y'all feel what I'm saying? So we must begin to live our best life, as my brother said. My brother Duval said, I'm living my best life. But what is your best life? See, because once you become into the knowledge of self and understand that you are God, now you have laws and morals that we have to follow. Are we going to slip up? Of course. We all got our vices. We all got our weaknesses. But you can't allow yourself to become a slave to your weakness. Once you see your weakness, you now must face the weakness. And once you overcome that weakness more and more, you are becoming more powerful and powerful. So living your best life don't mean you just smoking crack because it feel good. Just because you living your best life don't mean that you just smoking all the kush, getting high. You're intoxicated, so your mind ain't on alert. God is always on alert. You're calling yourself a God, but you can't think because you're intoxicated. That don't mean you go out and just drink alcohol all night, living your best life. That ain't your best life. Your best life is when you on alert. You aware. You able to notice different energies. You able to be aware of the whole environment. You're not intoxicated. You're not drunk. You're not tipsy. You aware as a God. You understand what I'm saying? So when you living your best life, oh, you don't need no help getting high. When you living your best life, you don't need no vice to help you get lit. Hell, you already lit. You living your best life. But see, what's happening is we allowing the world to trick us. You living your goddamn worst life. You're miserable. So what you do, you go buy a bottle of alcohol, get lit, talking about I'm living my best. You going home miserable. No, you miserable. You may be lit for about 30 minutes at the party, but when you go home and you riding back home by yourself, you know you in hell. Living in hell in your mind. Your own pills. You're popping pills, talking about you're living. We ain't living our best life. See, I'm trying to get us to really live our best life. And for us to live our best life, We must live our best life, not sometimes that for 30 minutes when I'm high, not for an hour when I'm drunk. I'm talking about at all times, man, because you at peace with your mind, because you have created an environment that's peaceful, because in your mind, you ain't scamming nobody. You ain't doing, see, you living your best life. Oh, man, living your best life ain't robbing and stealing. Living your best life ain't doing people wrong, scamming people out their money. Hell, you ain't living your best life. That ain't the best you. You out here telling people, talking about, on Instagram, talking about, hey, anybody got Chase Bank? I can get you $30,000. Man, that ain't your best life. That's nigga stuff. You out here scamming people out their money, finna send people to jail. And then people wondering, damn, why he ain't posted in 6 months? Because he living his best life in prison, in jail. Talking about we living our best life, cheating people our credit cards, getting people bank accounting numbers. That ain't living your best life. Don't be fooled, man, by social media. That ain't living your best life. Living your best life is when you serving people. You providing people with a service. You providing people with a product that's going to enhance their life. See, a person who living their best life is somebody who is helping other people live their best life. Y'all feel what I'm saying? If you scamming people out their money, you ain't doing people right, you lying to people, that ain't living your best life, man. That's why my man Bow Wow, he said, man, I've been all over the world. I've traveled to this country. I've traveled to this continent. I bought this kind of car. I bought this kind of house. And he said he was starting to feel depression and he wanted to commit suicide. But how was we? I know in your mind, you thinking, man, how the hell is Lil Bow Wow? My man had a song, a hit song when he was young. Had the braids. He was the reason everybody had braids back in the day. Lil Bow Wow, you just don't know. The way you move so fast. See, so he moving so fast across the floor. But now when he gets at an older age, he said, I've lived my life. I've done all I can. Oh, I'm depressed now. That's because we have to focus on serving. You never gonna run out of serving people. You see? You never gonna run out of being able to help people. So when you fall in love with the mission of helping people, you never feel like, man, I done so much. I done everything. No, you got some. You always gonna have somebody else to help grow. So that's living your best life. That's the best life. See? That's all I want to come on here and say to y'all is live your best life, not by doing the wrong things, but by doing the right things. By being able to get in control of your lower desires. See, I made a post the other day. I said, man, look, I understand what Kevin Gates was saying. He's saying it's not about the money. It's about being able to do whatever I want when I want. And I had people, you know, people was coming and they said things like, well, you need money to do what you want. No, time out, brother. No, you need money to do what you want. See, because if I can control my desires, hell, if I don't want to go to the Bahamas every weekend, that ain't one of my wants. So I don't need money for that. I don't want a bunch of Louis Vuitton. I don't want a bunch of Gucci belts. So I don't need money for that. What if I want to help people? Now, I do need money for that, but I don't need just a whole bunch. Yeah, I can get more. Yeah, it'll help me do more. But what I'm saying is, I'm satisfied. I'm not satisfied. That's the wrong word. Not satisfied, but I'm grateful. I'm good. I don't need money to go outside and tell somebody, you know, give somebody some knowledge. Get somebody a good word. So yeah, we all need money, but I don't need a trillion. I can still do what I want to do with what I... So we have to learn to get in control of our desires. I don't need a Bugatti. I just need a nice little car that can get me from A to B. You see what I'm saying? So now, I may not have a Bugatti or Ferrari, but I still got what I want. I want a car. See, so we have to get down to the principles of what I'm saying here. I want a shirt. I want pants. I want a jacket. But I don't want Louis Vuitton. I don't want Gucci. I don't want... See, I'm not wanting things that I know may be out of my reach. I don't want things that's high price. I just want the principle. Give me a shirt. So the same way I can get a shirt right here for $25, you want a shirt that's $1,000. Brother, I just want a shirt. I don't give a damn. You know, I'm not into the brands. You see? I want a car that run good. Get me from A to B. That may be $18,000. I ain't got to get no car that costs $800,000 for me to get it. You know what I'm saying? So it's the principle, man. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, man, I'm just trying to shift our mindset, man. So many of us think we lacking things. No, brother, you may already have it. Just shift your mindset, man. Let me do something for y'all real quick. Let me show y'all the definition of a mansion. See, because some of us want mansions out here. I know y'all want a good home, a big mansion. Look at what a mansion is. By definition that I'm looking at right here, it says a mansion is a large, impressive house. Now, let's look at this. A mansion is a large, impressive house. Well, you may say, well, that means I need 5,000 square miles. Well, I need 100 acres. No! If I grew up in a shack, if I grew up in a tent outside, if you put me in an apartment, damn it, that's a mansion. That's a large, impressive house. Because my tent, I didn't have a bathroom in my tent. See? I didn't have my own wash and dry in my tent. I didn't have no lights that I can turn on and off in my tent. I didn't have no, you understand me, shower in my tent. But now you done put me in an apartment. They got 2 bedrooms. And I got a kitchen. And I got a dining room. And I got 2 bathrooms. Man, that's a mansion, dude. Because it's large to me because of what I grew up in. So it's all subjective. See, you may think $1,000 ain't nothing, but give that to somebody who been poor begging for 20 years all his life to get something to eat. When you give him that $1,000, that man gonna feel like he rich. So we just have to change our mindset. I don't need no 50-story house to have a mansion, to be satisfied, to be happy. Man, you give me, I can only sit on 1 bathroom, partner. Look, I can only boo-boo on 1 bathroom, okay? I can only sleep on 1 bed, okay? I can only take a shower in 1 shower thing at a time. I don't need 50 showers to feel like I'm rich, wealthy. I don't need 15 bathrooms to feel like I done made it. Shoot, I can only sit at I can only pee in 1 at a time. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, man, it's all subjective. So when I say I'm at the palace, I may be at my apartment, but hey, it's my palace. Okay, Brother Ben, what is a palace? Okay, let's look it up. Shoo, what is a palace? What does it say here? The official residence of a king. Who said I'm not a king? Huh? Shoo. Hell, who, if I'm a god, now, if we being told that we got, how come I can't be a king? Come to the palace. So when you pull up to the palace and you come up to the apartment, don't be surprised, partner, because it's not. Oh, here go the key right here. It's not the building that makes it a palace. It's what's inside of it that makes it a. Oh, goddamn. Boy, that's a word right there. Boy, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about it like that. See, you think it's how big the building is that make it a palace. No, it's who's living inside of it that make it a palace, boy. Oh, I'm finna change that up. I just thought about that. I'm finna start calling my apartment the palace. Pull up to the palace, boy. Woo! See, you've been fooled. You've been told you need a $1 million house to have a palace. Look, hold on, for my sisters now, I know y'all, hold on, what about me? It says the official residence of a king, queen, and bishop. So if you're a sister, tell him, brother, come on to the palace. Now, don't do it if he ain't your husband, but you see what I'm saying? Come on, pull up to the pilot. Where you finna go, Brother Ben? I'm finna go back to my palace. Damn, Brother Ben must be rich. No, I'm rich in my mind. See? I'm rich because I got force. I'm a being with force and power. I'm a king. So when you keep calling your brothers a king, don't say, man, wait, your little old apartment. Don't be talking about little old apartment. Say, I'm finna come to your palace, boy. Because it's what's on the inside. Ooh, I gotta make a video about that, y'all. I gotta put that on Instagram. Oh, I gotta make that clip. I gotta put that out today. Because I want you to know that who you are. Stop thinking you poor. You make it. You the one who make it a palace. You the one who give it value. Boy, that's a word. Boy, I'm out, man. God done gave me some revelation today. He done gave me an idea. He done gave me a download. Boy, that was some heavy stuff. Boy, all praise due to Allah. I'm finna get out of here, y'all. I'm finna make a video about that. So y'all finna see this video in about an hour. Boy, that's finna be lit, boy. Woo-hoo!
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome back to the Brother Ben X Show. Today, I want to talk about you taking a leap. Yeah. Take the leap, man. I don't know what it is you need to take a leap for. Start a business. Leave your job. When I was working at FedEx, FedEx came to me and said, we're going to be laying off all of the temporary workers. And I'm looking at them like, okay, brother, I'm not coming in tomorrow. In my mind, when they told me they was coming to lay us off, I already had in my mind, man, I'm finna take this leap. I gotta take this leap because I got a son I gotta take care of. I got a family I gotta take care of. And this lifestyle is the lifestyle that I wanna live. If I'm timid, if I'm one foot in, one foot out, I can't give it all I got. You ever been trying to go to a swimming pool and you see those people who put one foot in? Oh, it's too cold. See, sometimes they never get in. Sometimes you never get in because you're going timid. Sometimes you gotta take the leap. You gotta take the leap and jump on in there. And when you jump on in there, you notice that your body is just quicker. But if you're trying to ease on in there, sometimes you don't even make the decision to go and get in. Sometimes you gotta just take that leap, do a full backflip in there. Do a full front flip in there, and then you find out that you get adjusted. So when it came to me being self-employed, when it came to me starting my own business, I had to take the leap. I knew every day I wanted to wake up and do a video. I had people that doubted me. Yeah, I had many people that doubted me. How you gonna do that? You ain't gonna make enough money. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, yeah, I'm making enough money now. I've been self-employed for a whole year now. I'm not saying it's been easy. I'm not saying I got the blueprint for you, but it didn't work for me by the grace of God because I took the leap. Man, you gotta sometimes, if you want to get something done, you gotta make it your last lifeline. I don't have a backup. I don't have no, well, I've got two jobs. If this don't work, well, I'ma just fall. No, I need it to survive. It's my survival. Sometimes you gotta test the God within and say, man, I gotta take the leap because this is all I got. If I don't make enough money, the lights won't be on. If I don't make enough money, we won't eat. If I don't make enough money, we won't have nothing. Take the leap. Believe in yourself, man. You gotta believe in yourself more than anybody else believe in yourself. That's what you gotta understand. Some of us are waiting for everybody else to support. Some of us are waiting for our moms to support us. Some of us are waiting for our family to support us. Some of us are waiting for the organization to support us. Let me tell you what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said. You don't need permission to do right. You don't need permission to do right. Now, I'm not saying quit your job today if you can't afford to. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, though, you got to be willing to take the leap. Sometimes you got to test yourself. Brother, can you do it? Man, if I'm stranded, if this all I got, if this the only thing I got left, can I do it? Test yourself, and you'll be surprised at the God within. See, sometimes if you got that parachute on, or if you got a backup on, sometimes you won't take a leap as if you don't. You know, you don't go as hard because you know, well, if I fail, I can come back on this. Now, but when you make that leap, when you take that leap, that's the only thing you got. Watch how your work ethic change. You got to get up in the morning because I know I got to eat. You got to work up and you got to get up in the morning because you know I got a family to take up. I got bills to pay. You got to take the leap, man. Stop waiting. There's no reason to wait. Listen, average people are scared to take the leap. Average people need the security, but those who believe in themselves, they the security. See, if I'm average, the job is the security. But as a God, I'm the security. I know I've been studying too long. I done got counseling. I done got mentoring. I'm the security. I got the knowledge. I got the wisdom. I got the understanding. I got God. God and me is gonna be the security. the force and power within me is going to be the security. But if I need a 9-to-5, it's going to be hard for me to take the lead because that's my security. You got to be the security. And let me tell you this. If you depend on the God within, if you take that leap, if you fail, you got the job to fall back on. If you fail, you got whatever you plan, whatever you wanted your plan B to be, that's going to be what you can fall back on. You can always go get another job. You can always go fill out an application. You can always find somebody else. Shoot your shot. But if you scared to shoot the shot, you ain't never gonna make it because you never gonna take the shot. Some people who never took a shot before, it's fourth quarter, 5 seconds left. You passing the ball. Everybody already know this sucker can't shoot. He shoots the ball. The other team looking like, yes, I'm glad he shot it. Boom, he done made it. He made the shot because he wasn't scared to shoot the shot. He had no other choice but to shoot the shot, and he made it. That can be you. I haven't shot my shot all year. I haven't shot my shot ever in life. Let me go ahead and shoot the shot. You might make it. And if you miss it, oh well, you got next season. You got the next game. That's what you got to remember. If I fail, I can go fill out an application. But don't go fill out an application and feel like this the only thing you got to do. That's not the only thing you got to do. You can keep shooting your shot. You can go start your business. You can go network. And if it don't work out, then go be average. Then go be like everybody else, depending on that job. But don't give up on yourself. Don't miss out on giving yourself a chance. At least give yourself a chance. Take the leap. Take the leap. Get in the pool. Get in the pool. Peace.
But if you come with a peaceful expression, if you come with a heart filled with love for your people who have never been loved by anybody except God and his apostles, then you come in the spirit of a savior. You come in the spirit of a redeemer. A redeemer is one who is willing to pay a price to redeem someone or something that he loves. Yes, if we love our people, then we have come forward to pay whatever price is absolutely necessary to pay to redeem all of our people.
Thank you.
Come on, bro. Gotta get this, man. Come on, come on.
With almost 300 million views on social media.
We are saviors. We are redeemers. So we say in our prayer, my sacrifice, my life, and my death is what? It is all for Allah.
One still shot.